Hello everyone, I am Sarthak, the junior audio engineer here at Made in India. I am originally from Delhi, and the longer I've stayed away from home, the more I relate to the city. As a producer and engineer, I do enjoy a well-produced record, but in my mind, nothing beats a good tune, regardless of its sonic qualities. Because hey, after the apocalypse and post-capitalism clarity, we might just have boomboxes left to listen to music on. Anyhow, Savera for me is the perfect progression to start off a day. It starts off nice and gentle, and before you know it, you're on your way with your morning with some hardcore rock from Delhi. First up, we have Anika Bharwani's Banana Cake. I don't know much about baking cakes, but I do know that this is a tune that reminds me of waking up in my home with everything being cushy and comfortable. For a brief moment, everyone who lives away from home can find some comfort in this song. I'll let Anika walk you through how she shaped the song and what it means to her.
Banana Cake is about how, in this day and age, love is losing its weight and meaning, which is the first lyric of the song. And, you know, I feel like everything has become so fast around us and nobody really gets to know each other to get to know each other anymore. Like, I love slowing down and getting to know people. What's your favorite color? What side of the bed do you sleep on? What keeps you up at night? Do you like banana cake? There's so much to know. And I also feel like a person who loves so much, it's ridiculous sometimes. And I don't always get it back as much in return. That sounds a bit selfish because I have such lovely people around me. But there have been instances, and this is about those situations.
Up next is Banana Cake by Anika Bharwani.
In this day and age, love has lost its weight and meaning. When we catch feelings, we play hard to get. It doesn't make sense. But when I fall in love, I might be a little clingy. And what's wrong with that? It just shows how much you mean to me. But does it really show our different personalities? But when I fall in love, I will want to go on dates and know all about you. Do you like banana cake?
That was Banana Cake by Anika. You should look her up on Instagram if you would like more of this comfort pop music, as I like to call it. Anyways, now that we are starting to wake up, we can up the ante a bit with a tune called Straight Through by Revisit Project. If you haven't heard of these guys, I would highly recommend checking them out. Not only is it one of the most fun gigs I've been to, but they're from Delhi. That's checking both of my boxes for this mixtape. I'll let Abhay get into the nitty-gritty of the song and how they managed to make this funk banger to start off your mornings with.
To talk about Straight Through, the song primarily deals with a self-indulgent narcissist and what happens when a person like this breaks up. And there's a very important line in the song that it's you, it's me, but it's me before you. And that kind of sums up the real essence of what the song is about.
Coming up next, Straight Through by Revisit Project.
Mm-hmm.
Damn sure that you're feeling the vibe by now. Karan from Revisit is definitely one of the grooviest bass players I've had the pleasure of listening to. Anyhow, we're turning it up as we slowly make our bed and get to our first tasks of the day. And who better to help us in this process than Arrows featuring Saurabh Roy and Bombay Brass. Now, this star-studded trio of acts delivers what I like to believe is just the angrier cousin of Straight Through in the context of this mixtape. However, I'll let you decide the interpersonal relationship between those two. I'm just here to help you start your day right. Without further ado, here's Arrows telling us about this massive tune himself.
Hi. The song you're about to hear is called Carnaby and features Saurabh Roy from pop punk rock band The Light Years Explode on vocals and horn outfit Bombay Brass. I worked with producer Siddharth Basur on Carnaby, who helped me flesh it out from an acoustic demo to a solid rock track. Carnaby is about living in a different era as compared to today's times and is inspired by Carnaby Street, a symbol of the swinging 60s.
Here's Carnaby by Arrows featuring Saurabh Roy and Bombay Brass.
Turning pages, writing notes. Look in the mirror, I see a ghost. Trying to fix the pocket hole. Close it up and go home. If every time I said I will never go to bed, watch the stars like you said shining in my head. If every time I said I will never go to bed, watch the stars like you said shining in my head. Always in time. Carnaby in 69. You would have fit in just fine. If every time I said I will never go to bed, watch the stars like you said shining in my head. If every time I said
banging tune by the Bombay Boys. Anyways, moving on to heavier things. John Mayer reference, anyone? We have Salt Rock, an absolute banger of a no BS rock act from Delhi. If you've been to a Salt Rock gig, you know what I'm talking about. They're raw, wild, and in your face. Their latest tune is called For You. Take a gander as to what they have to say about the song with a sneak peek into how the song came into being.
Hi guys, this is Aditi from Salt Rock. Our latest release, For You, is a song about love. It is a declaration of longing and hoping that your significant other wants you as much as you want them. Every time we play this song at one of our shows, it's always fun to see people singing along, and we really hope that you like what you hear.
Coming up is For You by Salt Rock.
Thank you.
And with that, we move towards the last few songs of this mixtape. Here's another ferocious rock act from Delhi, which has surprisingly resurfaced after being underwater for a bit. And lo and behold, it's a beautifully chaotic offering. My personal favorite out of the entire EP is Worth Your While. After Sol Rock brought some groove into your feet and helped you finish your morning chores, Knock Knock is here to push you into your morning workout, and happily so. Here's the band telling you all about this rager.
Hi, I'm Bala.
And I'm Amal.
The song is like a modern take of an old school love song, like a blues rock and roll song. Came about pretty naturally. Knock Knock was in a phase of just jamming freely.
So the lyrics talk about a sense of longing, and it's a song about love, but ultimately you don't know the final outcome.
Here's Worth Your While by Knock Knock. Yep, that's Knock Knock. They literally sound like they can knock down a tower of speakers because of how flipping loud they are. But oh well, what is rock if not pure loudness? Before we move on to the last track, I have a small request. Whenever you can, do subscribe, follow, rate, and review Made in India on the podcast app of your choice. And come say hello to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Made in India. That's MAED. Now, on to the last track of this mixtape, and to switch things up towards the end of your workout, moving into your morning shower is an electronic act. Although it's helmed by very much a multidisciplined artist, Gaurav Balani himself. Jamnapar Samara is a beautifully weird journey, but I strongly believe that there's no one better than Jamnapar themselves to describe this mishmash of genres and cultures for you.
Hi everyone, Gaurav here from Jamnapar. Samara was written by Shashank in 2020 just as a way of understanding music production and indulging in some creative pursuits due to the lockdown. The song essentially encapsulates the ever-changing journey of life, you know, highlighting how each and every situation we're faced with has its own unique challenges and joys. From the highest to the lows, you know, the vivid picture of transformation and growth is what we've tried to, you know, portray through the song. And if you listen to the intro of the song, which starts off in a very reflective way to kind of go into this very sort of dark space, we can call it that. And then eventually leaving off in this way of giving this whole sentiment that no matter what happens, despite all the twists and turns, there's always an underlying positivity that weaves through the story.
With this closing song, I bid you farewell for now. I hope this mixtape inspires you on some difficult mornings or maybe even the easy ones. I'll leave it up to you. Just like Delhi and just like most mornings, hazy and out of most people's control, here's my closing tune for you all, Jamnapar's Samara.